Jekka News. You need to know now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 7:19, Pretoria 4:17, and Mbombela, if you're planning to go to any bus tomorrow, 8:22.
Very heavy traffic through the Buccleuch interchange, especially trying to get northbound in towards Midrand at the moment. And then there was an accident on the R21 southbound just below the N1 highway interchange on the way out to Nalmapius. It involves a pedestrian. There's some serious queuing traffic there.
In your sport headlines, Shefali Verma, double century, gives India a massive score on day one, and former champions Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray poised to play at Wimbledon.
IFP President Velenkosini Hlabisa says his party is concerned about a potential stalemate between the ANC and the DA. Briefing the media in Durban this afternoon, Hlabisa says while teething problems are necessary, the formation of government is equally important.
Our concern is for a country that is eager to move forward. The work of governance must begin. We cannot remain in a holding pattern where there is so much to be done.
South Africa's youth have weighed in on the country's new political normal as the country awaits for President Cyril Ramaphosa's announcement of his new cabinet. Marking the end of Youth Month, Mapabalo Boroto spoke to some of these young voters.
Wits University student Dotlego Rantshu says she has no regrets and she is happy with the outcome of the elections.
Them not winning an outright majority in votes shows that the country came together and the country feels the same way.
Rantshu says she finds calls from parties such as the MK party for a rerun of the elections due to claims of rigging to be a bit extreme.
We've seen that, you know, political parties are already clashing heads and installing ministers. And so a re-election is just going to just prolong the whole process.
Mapabalo Boroto, Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
South Africa still has not done enough to be removed from the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force. Concluding its three-day meeting in Singapore, the global watchdog said while some progress has been made since last year, key deficiencies remain. Anastasi Mokobu has more.
Earlier this year, the Treasury said it had made significant progress in building a financial system that is less vulnerable to abuse and illicit financial activities. However, it still needs to address at least 6 of the 22 technical deficiencies that the Financial Action Task Force had raised. Treasury had previously said that South Africa would be removed from the grey list by February next year. Anastasia Mohobu for Jacaranda FM News.
And in Pretoria, the city of Tshwane denies media reports suggesting that the cash-strapped city underspent 1.5 billion rand of its conditional grants and subsidies. On Thursday, the executive tabled a budget report showing how much was spent by the municipality as the end of March 2024. Your city spokesperson, Selby Bokaba.
The report tabled in council yesterday covered the period until the 31st of March 2024. The actual expenditure on the capital budget as of the 28th of June 2024 is 1.6 billion rand or 83.5% of the total adjusted budget of 2 billion rand.
I'm Alina Fischer, more news at 6.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran. Give me
the shivers. What's up? It's Ariana Grande. Switching the positions
for you. Yeah. Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
You
know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.